Hello, VI Talk. I don't think I've posted here before. I'm quite new to Audio Boo. My name's Sandy, and I live in Ireland. I want to join in on the discussion about Braille, which I first learnt probably about the age of 11-ish, and quite quickly became a fast Braille writer, but never became a fast Braille reader. I mean, I can read a book in Braille, but it takes a long time. Anyway, I do love it. I do love it. I think it's actually rather beautiful. So just for aesthetics alone, I would want to keep Braille alive. However, over the years, I mean, I have moved away from it with technology. First of all, talking books, I suppose. Now, I actually much prefer to read using Daniel on my iPhone. I think his voice is brilliant, especially if you read P.G. Woodhouse. He's wonderful. Anyway, so I don't use it for reading. However, when I started a degree in Cork University several years back, I chose Italian. And I did find that to study another language, I really needed, letter by letter, I needed hands-on experience of the words. I could do all the listening as I would if I was just doing English. I could, you know, and that'd be fast. But the only way I could actually really get the feel for the language was with the Braille. However, that's not Braille as you know it, Jim. This is Braille, electronic Braille. This is what I've become dependent upon. So I had a Braille note with the Braille display. Then I moved on to a Packmate Omni, also with a Braille display. And I always hated the price of these things. These things that had the brain smaller than a Mars bar phone would cost thousands and thousands, and it just drove me bananas, the price of them. But I was absolutely dependent upon the Braille display, the electronic one, for my studies. I suppose what I'd like to say is, when we're talking about the future of Braille, to me the future of Braille is technological, but not these Braille displays that we have now. For years I've been watching the progress. I think it's many in America, some in Japan, probably a bit in China, I don't know, of, you know, the fully refreshable, full-size page Braille display using interactive polymers or something. Because these can be really cheap. These can be really cheap. They're using mainstream technology because these sort of displays are useful for other reasons in the mainstream. And they've already made them. And I keep waiting. When is it going to be produced? When is it going to be cheap? And it never seems to come each year. You see conferences about the polymer displays, you know, doing all sorts of different things. But I never see them appear. That's what I need. Not to access three or four words at a time. I need a full page, and I don't need it to cost me a mortgage. I want it to cost me £200 max, you know? And in fact, they said they could do them for 50. But where are they? So for me, the future of Braille is not carting around billions of volumes of books. It's having it linked to my iPhone, where I can access and access properly. If I want to study, say, Dante, which is my particular love, I think he's got all sorts of tricks going on in there. You can't do that with poetry when you're using a fraction of a line of poetry at a time, because some of his stuff is acrostics where you actually read down the page, you know. You can't do that. If I had a full page refreshable Braille display, that would be the beginnings of heaven, or hell, the inferno. Anyway, that's just my take on it. For me, Braille does have a future, but I think it's more technological. And I don't know if anyone else knows more up-to-date info on what's available. Do let me know, because I haven't found it. I'm just going to find my phone and say goodbye. And thanks for all the discussion. It's very good. Bye-bye.